Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update about the latest going on with infrastructure projects in Pella.
Well, Mike, during the regular meeting, not a whole lot of exciting items, a lot of important items, but certainly after one that many residents will take a lot of notice with, and that is the residential sidewalk replacement program. The city council had some extensive discussion, gave city staff some direction about a program in which city staff has analyzed numerous sidewalks, and there's a lot that are deficient. First of all, what was the reason why this was brought up, and ultimately, what is the next year really going to look like in regards to getting our sidewalks fixed in the community?
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And you said last night, we did discuss the proposed residential sidewalk replacement program. It is important for listeners to understand that recently the city did inspect the residential sidewalks in our community. And as you noted, there was a large amount that were deemed deficient under city code standards. And roughly what we noted, Andrew, was roughly 5,000 defective panels in our community. They were attributed to roughly 1,500 property owners. And what we discussed last night at the city council was just an overview of the project, the standards that we utilized for determining what a defective sidewalk was, and the parameters for the program, the timeline for the programs, and the overall plan of attack. I would like to mention to your listeners that we are looking at 2018 as far as initiating the program. It will most likely be initiated in the springtime and extend over the summer as well. But what the underlying cause was and why it's important for the listeners to understand that when we talk about sidewalk repairs in the community under the city code, residential property owners are responsible for making sidewalk repairs to the abutting sidewalk to the property. And so with that, we do try to inspect sidewalks on a regular basis, and what we noted was this was the first community-wide sidewalk inspection that we've had in a few years. And recently, as the listeners will be able to relate to, we've had some relatively harsh winters over the past few years that are notoriously hard on sidewalks, and so that's what we believe led to the defective sidewalk panels being identified as defective in our community. And so last night was just a general discussion on the overall parameters. We are looking at the summer of 2018 for initiating the program. And there'll be more to come on this as we progress through the rest of the year. But if you are interested in following up on this item, please pay close attention to city council agendas, but we will have additional work sessions on this item.
We're talking infrastructure, and one of the biggest infrastructures coming to the city of Pella will come to the downtown area with Franklin Street and a possible streetscape project that's coming for a back to brick to transform one of our busiest streets into a brick road. This discussion took place at last week. You had a special planning meeting, one that Mayor Jim Miller said may come up quarterly, but a lot of discussion that centered around what is the next step of transforming the downtown area. Ultimately, where did that discussion lie when it came to Franklin Street and some of the alleyways downtown that do need some upgrades and replacement?
Well, as you said, Andrew, we did spend a considerable amount of time talking about a proposed back to brick program, and generally speaking, when we talked about the back-to-brick program, we're talking on Franklin Street, extending brick streams from West Market Park through the historical village. Likewise, on Broadway Street, extending a continuous brick street from Washington Street all the way down through University Street, which would extend through the Central College campus as well. In addition, when we look at the downtown, we are looking at significant renovations for Main Street as well as the two alleyways that are in the downtown. And what the discussions focused on during our work session is the overall game plan and approach towards making the back-to-brick programs. We specifically talked about 2018 being a planning year for the project. And in the planning year, what we're looking at doing is getting our design fixed for the downtown. And with that, I would like to stress the listeners, as we progress into 2018 and progress with the project, we will be holding public information sessions on the Back to Brick program, specifically geared towards talking about the downtown streetscape plan. And that's what we're hoping to establish in 2018. There is a construction project being planned for 2018 as well. It is the Ooseport Alley. This would be the alley by Enfields and Strawvers and just north of the businesses on Franklin Street. We are planning on renovating that alley in 2018, and specifically with the alley, it's very important for the listeners to understand that that's really one of the key alleyways when we talk about the infrastructure in the downtown. Specifically, we're going to be replacing the sanitary sewer line. We're also going to be adding storm sewer in that alley. In addition, we're also going to be making water distribution improvements as well as electric improvements as far as the infrastructure. So what the game plan is in 2018 is to address infrastructure that's just north of Franklin Street. And really by doing that in 2018, Andrew, what that's going to allow us to do is proceed with the renovation and reconstruction of Franklin Street in future years.
Once again, that was Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.